Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. Excited for this episode today. But before we jump into the episode, let's lead off with the quote of the week. Life insurance isn't for the people who die. It is for the people who live. And that is from our wonderful partners at AmeriLife. And David, I am excited to jump into this. And we've been out for a few weeks. So it was actually Insurance Awareness Day. I believe it was June 28th. But it's still very important. People can still find this information valuable and kind of a trigger to check some things out, especially on their policies.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. So it's good to be back. As you can see here, if you're on YouTube with us, we also missed America's birthday last week. So we're right here around the 4th of July. I think Insurance Awareness Day was June 28th. So June 28th, we want to make sure you did not miss that. We have missed it on the calendar, but that doesn't really mean anything. So Lindsay, you talked about AmeriLife and the life insurance, not for those who died, those four are still alive. I love that. You know, it's the world we lived in. Final expense. We've spent a lot of time in the death care business. And it's so true. It is so true. So Life Insurance Awareness Day, you know, these things are new to me. We learn something new every year, it seems. But what exactly is that?
So essentially, that day is a day to reflect and to educate people on the coverage that they currently have, or maybe encourage them to go take out a policy or do a review. Because so many times, especially when I was out there knocking on doors, and now that I've gotten older and more mature, I found that you think that you have something, right? Because you're in this state of mind. Maybe you took out a policy 10, 15 years ago when life or your season of life was different at that time. And now you reflect and you look back at your policy, you're like, oh my gosh, this policy is going to end here in 10 years. And I thought this was going to carry me through the rest of my life. So it's really just about educating people and encouraging them to do those reviews. And currently, if you don't have anything in place, it's never too early to take something out to protect your legacy and protect the loved ones that you have.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, insurance encompasses everything, right? Insurance, our world is really built around insurance. Most people are no insurance because it's forced upon them, right? It's a legal requirement when you think about a home or a car, or if you're a business owner, or I mean, even health insurance. You know, health insurance is, I guess it's somewhat legally required, not really, but you better require it because the rising cost of health insurance, God forbid, life happens. Like we say, I've been saying a lot, life is life, and you know, life happens every day. And insurance in general, when you think about that, something I saw says where insurance is for protecting our loved ones, like we talk about with life. It is for managing our emergencies, if we think about our health and things that can come up. Protecting our assets, that's what most people think of with their car and their home and their other things that they may want insurance for if something happens. But then also achieving financial goals. You know, we've spent a lot of time lately in the retirement space and seen what the insurance world has to provide for your retirement and ensuring that you are secure in those days or leaving a nice legacy for your loved ones. So, in my opinion, insurance matters today more than it ever has, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, with the rising cost of everything, of life. And, you know, something that came to mind, it's a quote that I've heard a long time ago, and it's people will buy what they want, not necessarily what they need. And so, you know, when we talk about that, and we're going to get into the two types of insurances that we're going to cover today, a lot of times people are like, oh, my daughter will take care of that. Oh, my son will take care of that. And people often buy what they want, not necessarily what they need. And it's definitely an emotional sell to really paint that picture for what that day is going to look like when they're no longer there to help them make these decisions.
Yes, that is what we've worked for, right? That's what we've worked and spent 10 years now creating a process and creating some verbiages and an in-home sales opportunity that brings a client, brings an individual to realizing that life insurance, in particularly a final expense plan, is something that I want. Even though I may have a little money in the bank, maybe I have the farm, maybe I have some assets and I have some things, they can all be sold off, you know, like everybody's going to be okay. But is that what you want? Right? So that's what I love, you know, final expense insurance. As we've known it in the past, sometimes it can just be a cremation plan. Sometimes it's a burial plan. Whatever terminology you want to use for that, it is a convenience product for everybody. No matter who you are, what you have, it is certainly a convenience product when it comes to the ones that you leave behind, right? Like AmeriLife says, it's not for me when I pass. This final expense especially has been left for you, so you don't have to do it. So when you think about final expense, Lindsay, for those that may not understand what exactly that means, what is a final expense plan, life insurance plan?
So essentially, a final expense plan is, it's a simplified whole life. So what that means is that they're not going to send a nurse out to pick, pod, or prod you, right? It's simple medication checks and medical questions. That's what it is. And, you know, as far as being whole life, it means that it's going to be locked in. And the policy amounts are typically between $5,000 to $50,000. They're smaller amounts. And then the premium is locked in. And that never changes as long as you make your payments monthly or however you intend to set that up. But that is what that is there for. And it's truly earmarked for the funeral. And it goes directly to that beneficiary. And I think that's so important to know, because so many times, and I know we'll get into this later, David, but when you have larger policies or larger amounts and you take that amount down to the funeral home, well, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to see that you've got this large policy, and then everything within the funeral is going to skyrocket, right? Because an average funeral today is at least $10,000, at least $10,000. So
it is, yeah. Traditional burial, 8 to 10,000, or 8 to 12, is what ChatGPT, our friend Chat, says. But I want to, since you brought up that average, let's talk about the why, right? This is also the why. When we say, why does insurance matter more today than it ever does? One of those reasons is because of the high debt world that we live in, right? If we do not have coverage in place with insurance, we're often spending more money than we may have in our bank account. And that is specific to average America. So average debt, this is at a person's death, right? Correct. The average person's debt when they pass is $61,554. I mean, that's if I don't know the number, but that is probably more than the average American makes a year.
True.
So think about that. We die with more debt than the amount of money that the average person makes in a year. 73, when I, so I'll say here, here's the silver lining, right? You know, always like looking at the good side of things. 27% of America doesn't die with that debt. That means 73% of America does die with that debt. So 73 out of 100 Americans, 73,000 out of 100,000, they pass away with that average $61,000 worth of debt. Okay.
Correct.
That is a burden. You know, that is one of the burdens that comes along with the why and the want you should have to putting life insurance in place. I don't want to be part of this 46% that transfers that debt to somebody else. Right. So I don't know if you followed that, but 46% of those people, when they pass, they are just hoping the next generation or their most loved one will take care of that for them.
Well, and when you think about that, why is it important to have protection in place? Typically, okay, so grandma and grandpa, they maybe they're at the age of 70, they don't have anything, or they don't have enough to cover either their financial burden that they're leaving behind, or their burial. So then you've got the kids who are also raising their kids and are still working. They probably don't have an extra $12,000 to $15,000 to help bury mom and or dad, correct? And so then they have to come out of pocket, or they have to get a loan. Think about what that does. If they were both to die within a year of each other, that is a lot of debt that they take on. And again, they are raising two to three, however many children that they have. They are still trying to live their life, feed their family. That creates an immense amount of burden that they have to take on. Where if you were to sit down and just set out a earmark amount for a burial, that really, it gives you peace of mind, right? It gives you peace of mind. It gives you stability that you know at the end of the day, okay, I've got my funeral covered. My children aren't going to have to worry about this, because I've seen this firsthand. I mean, just it's devastating to a family, especially when you have to do all those GoFundMes, and it's just, it's very sad.
It is, and it's more common than you want it to be. And that's what I just want to say is, as you're talking about passing that on, and you're talking about the kids and they're raising their kids, it's like I'm sitting here thinking, but don't, it's okay. That's okay. They're no different than everybody else. That's just the way the world is spinning around. So, you know, again, 27% is an extreme minority. So for you, for those kids not to be the ones struggling to pay for college, struggling to live within their means, that means they're the oddballs in our world today. So it's okay that they're living like that. That's why insurance matters, right? That's why insurance matters more today than revenue.
Yes, that is why insurance matters.
Full circle. So I was just going to ask you, I know you kind of touched on why it's important, maybe who it's for, but when it comes to final expense, right, you said simplified issue, whole life. How does that plan work? What exactly does that do for me? Why would I pay for that?
Correct. So once an individual gets qualified for that plan, okay, it is locked in. And what that means, we work with several different carriers. Even if you've had maybe a heart attack a few years ago, or diabetes, or maybe you're on some blood thinner, it does lock that plan in. Okay, it locks it in, whatever that amount is that you want, say it's $20,000, and it also locks the premium in. So the premium, say if it's $100, that is locked in until the day that you pass away. So for instance, they cannot come back and take that away from you. As long as you are making those premium payments, it's always going to be there. So you can never essentially outlive the policy as long as you're continuing to pay, and they're never going to lower that death benefit, which I think is extremely important, especially in today. You want to know something is going to be locked in that you're paying for and that you're going to have it on your family's hardest day of their life when they lose you, to ensure that they can go down and they can respectfully, you know, honor your wishes.
No, you're right. And you know, you bring up a good point, and something that I wanted to say earlier, like kind of preface this call with today, what matters the most in the insurance world is that you have somebody, the professional, that you can lean on to help you with this, right? We're talking about the problems that everybody has, but what most don't do is they find someone to help them solve those problems. So it is vitally important that you have that go-to resource that can help you, because as you're talking, Lindsay, what comes to my mind, because everybody says, well, I got that in the mail. Yeah, Mutual of Omaha is going to lock my price in too. So is Globe Life. Heck, I'm an AARP member. I've got AARP insurance.
And that's great. That's great. But it's also very important to sit down with someone face to face and go over all of those fine details of exactly how that policy works. How does it pay out? Is there an end date before you end? And we don't know that. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to find a trusted service provider to go over those details, because it's so important. Because look, unless you studied insurance in whatever your profession is, if you're a nurse, your doctor, whatever that profession is, it's important to go over it with someone that's educated, that knows what they're talking about and can read in between the fine lines, because that's what we found so many times, is that there's little notes in there that says, hey, this ends at 75, or hey, this starts increasing every 5 years. And that's not ideal. That's not ideal.
No, it's not. And it may look better. Those type of plans may look better at 65, but guess what happens at 75 and 80? How much does my insurance cost? It goes up every year. And we've seen people pay tens of thousands of dollars over their lifetime into these plans that they get to be 80 years old when they're probably statistically going to need it, and they can't afford it because it just tripled how much it was going to cost me to pay.
Correct.
And at that point, you really don't have anything left. So it is vitally important to make sure you have proper insurance awareness. It is all about just knowing what you have and making sure it fits your need today based on all of these moving factors of life. And only a true professional is going to be able to tell you the yes or the no's on that. Don't humble yourself to the point that it's okay. You don't know it all, right?
And ask for help. I mean, just to ask for help for a better understanding. So final expense being, you know, the first bucket that we're covering, and moving into our second bucket, index universal life. So David, what is index universal life? How does that policy work?
So it is a permanent life plan as well. So permanent life insurance, basically the same way, as you said, simplified whole life, simplified issue. There are some ins and outs. There are some fine details that say this is simplified issue whole life. And index universal life is something that we have really taken to as of late. You know, we talk about one of those things with insurance as possible to achieve your financial goals. This is one of those type of plans. It's an index universal life plan. We'll cover a little bit of the broad scope of it today. Bottom line is it is permanent life insurance and it builds cash value. The thing about a true whole life plan, Lindsay just talked about, and a permanent life insurance plan, they build cash. We compare it to, are you owning your house or are you renting it? Basically, if I pay into this forever and I one day can't do that, do I have anything to show for it? In an index universal life plan, yes, you do. So at its core, it is a permanent life, building cash value. And with the index universal life, it is something that's kind of tied into an accumulation vehicle that allows what you're putting into it to multiply and grow year over year over year.
So let me ask you this. So why is that so important for folks to understand that?
Oh, see, this is where your professional comes into play, right? Understanding how it works and how to design your plan or even every year change your plan is not what you need to know how to do. But what you want to do with that plan is for you to decide, right? Mm-hmm. So in general, the plans come with a death benefit. They grow cash value. The money inside of that grows tax deferred, right? Similar to an IRA account. Or the benefits of these for retirement that I love is you can create out of that cash value a tax-free income.
Mm.
If funded properly, you can flex your premium. So if you got to a point and you have funded this properly and maybe 1 year you could not fund that plan, that is something that you don't have to do. But why it's important for me is because I feel like it is a diversification, right? If I speak specifically to you and I, why I want, because I don't want all my money tied up in the market. I'm not a stock. I'm not a day trader. I'm not as, I don't have a degree in the stock market, and I frankly don't understand a lot of it. So if I'm going to trust somebody to do that, I'm going to pay somebody to do that, which means every year they're catching a percentage of what I'm investing, which is fine. But I want to diversify that to eliminate some risk. And also, there is only a few tax-free income opportunities, and an index universal life is one of those. So, again, understanding all the specifics is not for everyone. But trusting the advisor that is coaching and consulting with you about your plan and your goals and what you are looking to do, that's what's most important.
Correct. And I think the key word here, David, is funding it properly, right? It's funding it properly, making sure that you are with a trusted advisor or service provider to ensure that, hey, is this funding correctly? To make sure that people, again, because it's insurance awareness, to educate them on how that works.
No, you're right. You're right. Because I would say for a lot of early years in our business of being specifically in a small corner in the life insurance world, we have seen a lot of flexible premium universal life plans that were not funded properly. They weren't being consulted on a yearly basis, and they are now 25 years or less or a little more into those plans, and they are not going to be there for them, unfortunately. So you are exactly right. It is about proper funding, and that equation, what equals proper funding, is going to be determined between you and that advisor.
Correct. So who are these policies for when you're talking about this?
Well, straight up, they're for me and you, right?
No.
We are business owners. So I feel like that is one very important person to look into the Index Universal Life product. Because we own the business, right? We're the entrepreneur. We don't work for the large conglomerate. We don't have the company 401k. They don't match a percentage of our salaried income. You know, our business makes money, and what we do with that money, it better help create a retirement for us, or nobody else is doing that, right? Where, you know, your traditional employee has a salary, they take a percentage out before they ever get their check. The company may match a percentage of that 401k, and they start to slowly grow these IRA accounts on there without them ever even hardly knowing it, right? And we see those people too. After they retire, they realize they've got this stockpile of money. So the people that don't have that, the business owners that have to create those for themselves, I think that's a very important piece to their portfolio, right? You can also be that person that's maximizing your IRA investments, right? Your Roth IRAs, you can max that out. You can only put so much in that per year. A SEP IRA, you can only put so much of that in there per year. So the benefit of this product is the tax advantages. The tax advantages long-term. So this is if you are maxing out those other opportunities to benefit in the tax world, this is another vehicle that you can set up. Again, diversification. So I think those also that are looking for long-term investments, retirement income, somebody that may know I'm going to retire with a $2,000 a month Social Security check and I can't live off of that because I'm part of the 73%. These plans, if done in a good amount of time and you put these in place for a long term, they're going to supplement that income and help almost double or triple your retirement income and your ability to live in those years where you've decided I can't continue to go to work every day.
Let me ask you this. Is there an ideal age to start as far as this? As far as the Index Universal Life?
No, not really. I mean, it's kind of like they say, the earlier you start your investment and the compound interest and the way that works, when you can just start putting $100 a month and you do that for 30 years, eventually you're going to be a millionaire. It's the same thing here, right? So we're running illustrations and working with people, some of our agents in particularly that are 20 years old. We've helped people in their 30s. I am in my 40s now. And I think maybe there becomes a time where it doesn't make as much sense and it's not the right vehicle if you don't have the time to let these plans work for you. Right. So I would say a 20-year investment is what's going to maximize the value of the Index Universal Life. So, we've looked at these for 60-year-olds. But for you to maximize that investment, 20 years is a great number. You know, that can go, we can do that shorter and it's always going to look better. But you want to have some time to let the compounding of these products work for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and, you know, really just to reiterate to our listeners, you know, the two buckets being final expense and then the Index Universal Life, those are two buckets that are viable, all right, that can really help secure and bring peace to your family and to your future family.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. The other good thing that I love about these and from what we've seen is if you're living like everybody else in America, you don't have to have a big nest egg. You don't have to have a big dollar amount that you invest in these in an IUL particularly or even the final expense plan. You can put that. The beautiful thing about a life insurance product, right? The core of life insurance is I pay a premium and I get a death benefit.
Correct.
If you're healthy enough, that death benefit should come day one. So I pay my first premium. I've now many taxed my money by this death benefit, right? And that's the beauty. When we talk to our 20-year-old agents, they don't have tens and 20s and hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting in the bank, but they can probably find $200 a month. And right. They make that investment for 20 to 30 years. And next thing you know, they are looking at that seven-figure type of bank account. So that is another massive benefit to what these plans can do, what life insurance in particular can do for you. It creates an instant savings account for when life is life and maybe that goes the wrong way for you. The insurance comes into play for the people that are still left here moving forward, right?
Absolutely. Well, and help build your legacy. Help build your legacy in really just looking at this episode was to really help educate and help folks to be aware and encourage you to reach out to us. If you've got a question or, hey, I need someone to review this, or I need to take a look into one of these plans, because that's what this insurance awareness is all about, and to leave behind your legacy.
Yeah, that's right. So summarize, right? Your loved ones, yourself, your assets, and if you're lucky enough, your retirement, right? Is that not life in a nutshell?
That is life.
They are protected by insurance, right? Those four things make up your legacy, and that legacy and those memories you leave behind are what you will be, your loved ones, those ones you leave behind are going to think about and remember forever, right? So protect that legacy by insuring it with insurance.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. Thank you to our listeners today, and we will see you all next week.
Yep. Thanks a lot. Glad to be back.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.